Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, author of So He Cheated, Now What? And founder of Breathe Again Magazine. Now, Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions because we want to talk about the issue, but we also want to talk about some solutions. Today is October 27th, I believe it is. 28th, I believe. It's the 27th. I'm silly. Four more days until the end of October. It is a beautiful, beautiful day outside. The temperature was right about 80 degrees before I came in the house. It was just gorgeous outside. I have a few upcoming events I want to share with you. On Saturday, October 29th, 2011, this upcoming Saturday, Agape International Ministries Worldwide in Richmond, Virginia, will have Girl Talk at 11 a.m. Their special guest speaker will be Charmaine Carter. She is the author of Black Family Lies, and you don't want to miss it. It's a story of surviving molestation, rape, and drug addiction. At this Saturday, October 29th, at 11 a.m., Agape International Ministries Worldwide in Richmond, Virginia. That's at 8001 Staple Mills Road. There's another announcement I'd like to share with you. It is calling all authors. Author Joy Turner and friends are putting together a Christian cruise. It's a Christian book cruise, and they are looking for some authors. It's going to be on July 28, 2012. Through, I believe, it's August 2nd, and you're going to be able to feature your book and talk about your book, spotlight your book, have a book signing. If you're not currently an author, they're going to give you some tips and tell you how you can become an author. It's going to be a live gospel jazz band. You're going to meet and greet a number of Christian authors. It's a relaxing atmosphere, and you can pick up a couple of reads, and I'm trying to get out there as well. It's leaving out of Miami, Florida, and they're going to Jamaica and at Grand Cayman Islands. So that's a few announcements for this week, and we will be featuring announcements. So if you have any announcements, church announcements, business announcements, send it over to radioshow@breatheagain.org, and we will see if we can't read it over the air. So let's talk about today's show. Today's show is all about family and marriage and being a woman, not losing yourself in the process of taking care of your home and being a wife and being a mother and going to work. My guest today is Mother Ola Martin. She is Mother Martin. I call her Mother Martin. And she's been married for over 53 years. Yes, I said it, 53 years. She has 11 children and a number of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You know, with marriages falling apart day after day in the church and outside of the church, I really wanted to bring Mother Martin on the show to give us some insight and some knowledge. Mother, are you on the line?
I certainly am, darling.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Now, if I get all giddy and stuff, it's because I love Mother Martin. I just think she is such a gem and a jewel. And when I talk to her, I'm like a little kid because she has so much wisdom. And I'm not sure if you read what I posted on the Blog Talk page. I said I could sit at her feet all day because she just has that spirit about her. She doesn't rush things and she's so calm. So I'm so honored and blessed that you're on my show today, Mother.
And it's a pleasure and an honor for me also to be able to share with couples that could be, would be, shouldn't be in problems. And
amen.
I know the answer to it, it's just so simple. That's why we all seem to miss it.
Yeah, because it's so simple, right, Mother?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But when problems come up, we don't see it that way. But I thank God for what he has given me. I don't know it all, but I believe it all. So it makes a big difference when it comes to the word of God. And I guess that you shared also about my license plate. And it's like he's giving you a commission to teach the young people and to teach women and, you know, men and, you know, marriage and what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. So true. Now, Mother, before we get into all that, tell the listeners a little bit about who Mother Ola Martin is. Who are you?
Oh, boy. You don't have to stay long on that subject. I've been saved over 50 years, and my husband is the pastor of the Full Gospel Church of Deliverance. He's the founder and of 7-Eleven Comstock in the Ingleside section of Norfolk. And he gave me a wonderful husband. And what I was taught even before salvation, that divorce was never an option. Mm-hmm. You just tried everything that you could in the natural to make it work. And, of course, when I received the Lord, then I had lots of help through the word of God. And other people, you know, has poured into my life down through the years, as I say, because I don't know everything. But I found it to work, and everyone that's listening to me today, you're talking to the most happiest woman in the world when it comes to marriage. And you would say, but Sister Martin, is there ever been a time that, you know, you were angry with your husband, you had problems, this? Yes. I will be telling all of you a lie if I didn't say, because I'm yet human, too. And
the best
that we do, we are subject to error.
Yeah.
But my foundation is what has kept me. I use this just as jokingly. I tell people, murder, yes. Divorce, no.
but what about you, though? What do you like to do? What were your dreams, goals, things of that nature? I know you have a passion for women. So.
Oh, yes. I actually have a passion for women in so many ways. In clothing, I mean, I sew clothes, and I'm what someone called me a passionate, person that do that. I worked at a store and did that. I was in furniture and all these things, and it always circled around women. And I just had a passion for them in every area, just about of their lives, you know, how to dress right, how to act right. I also teach classes in manners and things like that because I think being a woman is great. I think it's wonderful. I love that I'm a woman.
Amen.
Know? And so because of that, I want to represent the Lord, you know, as he sees me beautifully and wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully made. And so I want to see marriage thrive because it does break my heart. And I can truly say that when people come, and they always want the solution to separate. And I think we have forgotten when we went to that altar and we stood before people and we made a commitment to love one another, to become as one, and let no man, the Bible says, put asunder what God has done.
Yeah.
I know some of the ladies out there listening say, well, he snores, I can't sleep. And another one say, oh, he leaves the toilet seat up, I can't take another day, you know. And he doesn't do this. We can always sit down and find something. But the bottom line, I want everyone to know one thing that never, never, and will never, ever fail, and that's love.
Amen.
Love is so powerful that it covers. We have to realize it covers. If you cover something, you can't see it.
That's right. That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So if you love
ma'am.
Someone and you keep covering them, the stuff is not going to be seen so much. But we keep it uncovered. And so that way we got it. And Satan is right there with you. Saying, see that? See that? See that? Then he used your flesh. You feel that? You feel that? Don't you feel bad? Weren't you embarrassed? Weren't you hurt? So we have an enemy, and we have to recognize that enemy and keep him in his place. Love,
right.
I say, is so, when we walk in love by faith, it never fails. I don't care what happens. Love never fails. The only reason he gave divorce, he says, because the hardness of people's heart.
Uh-huh.
and for fornication.
That's true, Mother. I mean, but a lot of women will be listening right now, and they will say, "But you don't know what I've been through. You don't know how he treats me, and you don't know how he talks to me, or disrespects me, or cheats on me." What's your advice there?
Well, if they do those type of things, that's where prayer comes in. See, a lot of times we're leaving out another element.
Okay.
We can't do it ourselves, and that's God. I know most people don't want to use say that and this and that, but, you know, that's religion. No. If you have a man or that does these things to you, you're going to have to intercede. You're going to have to get help, have someone else to, you know, intervene for you. If there's a family member there, something that's stronger, that will listen. Because I don't feel like no man should ever put his hands on his wife or a woman, a man on a woman, and in it for no reason. And verbal abuse and things like that. I don't think a woman should sit there and just let somebody beat on her and say, "Oh, I just love you." That's what you call sloppy agape.
You got sloppy agape.
But you love them, but you don't love them to death. You know what I'm saying? So there's always help. And some people, you don't know what you're going through. Sometimes mental, I tell you, are things that you go through with your husband that you don't like and that you're getting tired of. And it wasn't just 1 year or 2 years, but it'd be 3 years. And he hasn't done this in 3 years. And love doesn't keep score. So by the time we're so busy keeping score, well, yesterday, last Thursday you did the same thing, and last Friday you did the same way. We're keeping score of things that we don't need to be keeping score of. We got to say to ourselves, and like I said, the bottom line is you have to know God and you'll have a relationship, because I tell you, that's what keeps you. Well, there was things that my husband did that I didn't like. The first 3 years of our marriage, my husband and I wasn't saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so he walked in sin. But I was ready to forgive him. So, I mean, I have the perfect marriage now, but it has not always been perfect. I want the listeners to understand that, too. He didn't come home every night. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't come home
ma'am.
Every night. He didn't do the things that I felt like he should have did as a father at that particular time. But I was willing to stay together. See, a lot of times we have this new thing now, but if the car don't act right, let's go get another one. And we treat women like cars. That's why I get to give them the names, all the car names are always a woman.
Now, Mother, what did you do when he didn't come home, though? You just stayed on your knees? You just prayed until it changed?
No, because it never took the time. I wasn't a Christian. I mean, we didn't come home. We always had an excuse, and some things I know that we've done, like I said, through trial and error, we just could because we didn't know any better. That's why I thank God that he's helped, you know, given me some insight to try to help the people, whether they're saved or not, because everybody's not a Christian, but it doesn't mean that because they're not a Christian that their marriage should be broken up.
Because
of God's mercy, he's going to send somebody to give you help. You might go through it a year. You might even go through it 2 years. You might go through it 3 years like I did. But just know that help is on its way.
Yeah.
And like I said, when he didn't come home nice, and he would say, "Oh, I was with the boys, or I got sleepy," for whatever reason, I go, "Okay, darling," because I loved him. So love was covering all the lies. So I still haven't gotten away from the main thing that I said at the beginning. Even as an unsaved wife, love covered.
And
I didn't even know anything about love as covered, on the spiritual aspect.
So what
I did was just, "Okay, honey, I understand, all right." And babe, I ain't do no more. "Okay, boo." And that's what I did. And then he opened my eyes, and then he was able to come and tell me things that I didn't even know. He apologized for. He actually told me things. I said, "Oh, I didn't know that." He said, "Oh, yes." So you forgive me. And, of course, after salvation, makes a big difference.
Amen. Yeah, that is so true.
In other words, I've actually lived on both sides of the track.
Okay.
This is why I tell people, even with my children, these things had happened so that I could help someone else. But the time that was going through it, I didn't want it to happen. I had children that, I have 11 kids, and all of them have gone through their drama on one thing or another. You understand? So when their mother comes to me and says, my son is in jail, and, oh, I feel so bad, I can comfort her because I've been there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got a son or a daughter that's a little promiscuous, and I need to know what to do to help her that she won't be out there doing so. I can say, come here, honey, let me tell you what you do.
Oh, that's beautiful.
These things that happened in my life just didn't happen. God's got a plan for all of us.
Yeah.
Everything that happens in my life, I can use it to better someone else's life.
Yeah. Yeah. But some people give up too early. They don't want to go through nothing, Mother.
Oh, I know that. That's the microwave. This is the microwave error, you know. They don't want to wait. I mean, I used to put my food on in the morning and it stayed on the stove all day and it'd get done until my husband got home. But now when the husband walk in there, let me go fix dinner.
Yeah, that's the truth. Let me unthaw it, too.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
that
I mean, we're going to just pop anything in the microwave and think it's happening. Look what the technology has today. I'm sitting in one place, you're sitting in another place, and thousands of people are hearing us. Everybody wants it quick and now. Nobody wants to wait. Patience. Oh, patience is like an old folks' word now. Nobody wants to wait for anything. Quick education. You can go in there, take so many hours, and come out and be a doctor so and whatever.
Yeah.
We sat there and, had to go through all that homework and go through 4 or 5 years before we could get out and get just a bachelor.
Now, Mother, in 53 years, you have been through it. You've been through so many different things now. I want to Breathe Again Magazine is about solutions. So I want you to encourage somebody that may be listening right now that is going through it in their marriage. They're just at the end of their ropes, and they may have cheated. The husband may have cheated, or the wife may have cheated. You know, they may be in a situation where they just want to get out of it. Encourage them.
Well, first thing I would say, sit down and talk. Communication is just not in the question for most people, but that's what they need to do. Sit down and get a time that you can talk to them and pour out your heart and be honest. A lot of times if you just sit down and pour, sometimes the other don't even know exactly what they really are, how they're hurting or what they really are doing, you know. But sit down and talk. If they can't talk with you to sit together, find someone, because God has someone that both of y'all will listen to. And sit down and pour your heart out and get, wisdom. I'm available. I mean, I'll listen to you.
Amen.
But you got to hang in there, and you have to have a goal, and especially if you have children. Years ago, people did it for the children's sake. Now, they don't even care about the children. I've heard thousands of people say they stayed together for their children, and it worked. And they stayed there so long, until guess what? They fell back in love.
Oh, that's good, though. That's good. God has a way of turning things around.
Yeah. Sometimes you think you're doing it for one thing, but honey, God will use it for something else and use it for your good.
Yeah. That is so true. So true, Mother. So basically you're telling them just to get in a neutral situation, a neutral spot. Find someone that you both will be able to talk to, sit down, and just pour your heart out.
That's right.
And what happens when it's not received? Because there's many people that do that, and the other party, it's not received. So the other party is like, I don't care what you say. Well, what do you do then, Mother?
Well, most of the time you would have a solution in that something, and like each marriage, I don't know what would be. And if I knew specific, I would tell them, since he don't like this, that I would be able to tell him this. If they do something, tell him this. And if you're willing to stay there and believe for the best, you are not going to lose either way. Because he said that he hates putting away, except for those things. Now, if you want to, have a clear conscience, say, well, they committed adultery, so I have a right to do it, and you choose that path, then that's by choice.
Everything
really hangs on our choices.
Right.
Choices made then, leads into habits, and habits becomes our destiny. Whatever we sow, that's what we're going to reap.
Yeah.
See, there's principles that has nothing to do with religion. So you have to still walk in those principles.
Amen.
If you sow, you'll reap.
That's right.
If you give, it will be given back to you.
Yes.
If, you see what I'm saying? So whatever
yes, ma'am.
You're going through, you keep putting it back and keep putting it back and keep doing it, and if, you'll either get stronger or you'll get weaker and give up. But it's still
yes.
back to work.
That is good.
So
that's good advice.
What I would tell him.
Yeah, that's good
that's
advice,
would,
Mother.
That's exactly what I would tell him. I really
Yeah,
would.
What I want to do now is I want to take a quick break because I want to come back and I want to talk to you about motherhood, and I want to also talk to you a little bit about the separation of you and your husband and how the Lord restored your husband and how you just you stayed and you prayed. So, listeners,
okay.
don't go away. We'll be right back.
Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or six ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com or call 757-404-1582.
Welcome back to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, and today we are talking to Mother Ola Martin. Now, she has so much wisdom and knowledge to share with us. She's been married for over 53 years. She's raised 11 children. She has a countless number of children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Mother Martin, I want to get into when your husband, talk to me about the time where your husband and you were separated. I believe he was committed.
Right.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, it was in early in our marriage. He became mentally ill and was sent to Petersburg Hospital. And he was diagnosed as one of the worst cases that the doctor had ever seen. And the doctor personally called me and told me that I could go on with my life because my husband would never be any good and would never return because of the condition of his illness. And, of course, you know, that broke my heart because I loved him. And I was a very, very early Christian, and I didn't, you know anything, but that was also one of my greatest experiences is to getting close to the Lord also. And I prayed, and so naturally I was a young lady at that particular time, 50 years, I'm 74 now, going on 75. And so I had same problems that everyone else has. I'm human. And
that's
at that
right.
young age, and you have sexual desires, and you have loneliness, and all those things. And the only thing I knew to do was just ask the Lord to take those desires from me.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing that even when my husband did, the Lord just granted him a miracle, he
yes.
went into the institute and delivered him from demon possession. He was really demon possession. And the same doctor that called and told me that he would never return called me and said, praise the Lord, come and get your husband. And
my
so that,
God.
I was really happy. But at the same time, not knowing what was going on there, he told me the same thing, that they was telling him that, you know, it was okay to have a woman on the side. And he said he thought he needed to put them on the couch instead of they putting him on the couch. And so,
right.
And this actually happened. It was so funny. And so when he came back home, I really had to pray for the Lord to restore because, I mean, the Lord did a good job. I mean, he came back. I didn't want to be bothered. And, you know,
he really took the desires away from you, huh?
Yeah, I was out of the corner of my eye. Wait a minute now.
What a blessing, though. That was a miraculous miracle. He was in an insane asylum, basically
yes.
outside of his mind, and then the Lord
yes.
just went in there and just healed him.
Yes.
And now he is preaching the gospel. He's been pastoring and preaching.
48 years.
My, Lord, have mercy.
He's been on the 700 Club for Pat Robinson to give his testimony. Mm-hmm. He's been in Israel and Bermuda and everywhere that God's opened the door. And we did a prison ministry for over 30 years to help mm-hmm. inmates and whatnot, you know, both women mm-hmm. and men. And he's a wonderful, has a wonderful testimony. We don't take medicine because we can walk in divine health. So if we can walk in divine health, I think we can walk in divine marriages.
Amen. That's good. Yeah, because I wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to chat with you about that as well, because when you told me before, we were just talking, and you said you've never given your children medicine. You laid hands. One daughter was blind, and you laid hands mm-hmm. on the daughter. She was healed. Every time they were sick, you would just lay hands on them, and they would be healed.
That's right.
My
and I'm
God.
Like, I'm 74 years old, and some people call me the crazy Mother Martin, but I know one thing. I love God.
Amen.
He's never let me down, and I'm not expecting him to let me down because mm-hmm. he's God and he's who he is. And I would just advise everyone that's listening to me to just go aside in a secret place and say, God, what you've given her and the young lady that I just heard, give to me. You don't have to have no fantastic, no big prayer. And I always say the most anointed prayer in the world is, God, I need help.
Oh,
help
my. Lord, have mercy. God, I need help. That's all you need, right?
That's all. You know, I mean,
not
you
a bunch of intellect. You need to know all the scriptures.
No.
You need to have 12 degrees.
First of all, God already knows his word.
Yes.
He said his ears is always open to the cry of his children. We are all his children.
Yes. I love you, Mother. I do.
Open, and if his ears is open, I'm gonna fill it up because I got problems.
That is blessed. But I also want you, now you've been married for over 53 years. You all have been pastoring. There's lots of people that look at a pastor and the first lady and just feel as though that they are not on the same level. And maybe their kids are going through, and maybe their kids are in jail, like the example you gave earlier. But they feel like they're alone, and because they're in church, that they are an outsider. But that's not true, because you have been through it all with your 11 children.
Oh, yes, indeed. And, you know, speaking of pastors' wives, I'm also a founder of the group Daughters of El Shaddai, and I minister to pastors' wives. Because regardless of what people say or think of us and what people have seen, we are actually the most loneliest person in the church because we have no one to minister to us. Because people will befriend you and take the things that you tell them and use it against you, and you out there in the cold with no coat on.
Right.
And
but
so
you're human.
Oh, yes. We're human. That's, as I say, my kids are human, too. And they're the ones that always gets the butt ill because, oh, there goes their pastor son. There goes their pastor daughter. They're no different than anyone else. They, again, it goes back to choices. People come out of good homes and end up in the trash can. You got people come out of the trash can and make it to famous and all of the other things and great
that's
things.
Right.
I've seen families that would be right next door, not next door necessarily, but I mean in the same neighborhood, and friends of mine, and their mothers were drug addicts. Their daddies was pulling, my husband's father was pulling life in prison. But look what he turned out to be, a godly man.
That's right.
So anybody would be proud to have him as a son. But his mother died at when he was 13 years old. His daddy was pulling life in prison. But look what he's turned out to be.
Yes. I think that's so good.
And a mighty man of God. So
I think that's so good.
You cut us, you bleed. You hit us, we're going to hurt.
Yeah.
And it's nice when people, respect us, and we love that, and it helps us, and, you know, and because we are watching over people's soul, we do have that extra step that we need to uphold, because God has given us the wisdom and how to do that. But at the same time, we are still human like anyone else.
Amen.
This is why we find so much marriage. Just like even in the church, we're finding people want to just take the word and use it the way they want to justify themselves and twist it.
Yeah.
The truth will set you free. And if you walk in truth, love is part of truth.
Amen. Well, you said a mouthful, Mother. You said a mouthful, and I'm so glad that you said that there are so many people that come out of the gutter, and they come out of the trash, and they end up in the trash. People from good families end up in the trash, and it's all about the choices. Because people will always tell you, "Oh, must have been the household, or must have been where they was raised at." But no, baby doll, that's not true. Because you can raise two children the same way, and one can turn out completely different from the other. And it's all about choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My kids sat down at the dinner table and ate the same food. We never smoked. That wasn't one of my habits. I had the children that smoked. We had kids that drank. I never drank, even as a son. You know, that was just wasn't one of my things.
Right,
so you can't say that they got it from their mother, or you just like your daddy. No.
That's right.
Those kids make their own choices, and that's what they're going to have to depend on if they're going to make the right choice.
Amen. Well, that's good, mother. That is our time. That is our time. Mother, you have just the positive wisdom. It did go fast, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you for stopping by the show. Thank you for just supporting what I do. And thank you for helping the first ladies and the women and the mothers and the wives out there. You are a blessed woman of God, and I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. And anybody that's listening, I got to get a plug. It's Full Gospel Church of Deliverance, 711 Comstock Street, in the Ingleside section of North, right there by the light rail, 400 feet from the light rail.
Amen. Yeah, come out and see them. If you need a church home, you need to go visit Mother Martin and Pastor Ernest Martin, go visit their church. But God bless you, and God bless you, listeners, for listening. That is our time. It cut off again if you were listening via computer and cut off, but you can come back and listen to the archives. But I just bless God because God has deposited people in my life and has placed people in my life that I can glean from and that I can speak to and I can talk to. And I count Mother Martin as a friend and a mentor, and I love her so much. And like I said, I considered her feet all day. Amen. Well, you know what, listeners? It is our time. Visit us at breatheagainmagazine.org for articles of encouragement and inspiration. If you have a powerful story, I want to interview you on the radio show. Email me at radioshow@breatheagain.org or give me a call, 757-404-1582. I want you to be on the show so you can share your miraculous and your victorious testimony with our listeners, because if God did it for Mother Martin and if God did it for me and he did it for anyone else that I have on the show, he definitely can do it for you. Keep the faith, and you know what? Remember, it's never goodbye. It is until next time. God bless you and have a wonderful super duper day.